بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today, this is going to be our 42nd session, reading from lessons in Arabic language, level 4, Dr. Fa Abdurrahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today in this 42nd session, we will be continuing and hopefully completing lesson 33, which is the next to the last lesson of this level 4 course. Alhamdulillah. And I hope everybody was informed from the notices that we sent out from the beginning of the week that the time would be 15 minutes earlier for today's session. And that's because the time of Asr is getting a little bit earlier, and we're not going to be able to get a full hour and a half for our session. So we started the level 3 class a little bit earlier, 15 minutes earlier, so that we could get in the extra time here for this session as well. So we only have a few sessions remaining. After this session, we have one more lesson, which probably will take us 2 weeks. So hopefully we'll be able to keep it at this time, even though the time is going to get earlier and earlier. Hopefully we'll keep it at this time, unless we have to, make it just a few more minutes earlier. Wallahu musta'an. Okay, let's get started immediately because we have a lot to do today. So what we're going to start with is, as we had in the homework assignments, a quick review of the English key, pages 143 to 147, especially that which relates to the noon of emphasis. Then we'll do the Arabic explanation of how to suffix this noon to the verbs. And then we'll do the Arabic explanation of when to use this noon in the fi'l amra and the fi'l mudari, marfu' and manzoob, majzoom, and so on. And then finally, there are some secondary matters. Okay, but let's just look at the English key quickly and try to go over a couple of points that inshallah we'll be seeing in Arabic. But the explanation in the Arabic is a little bit different than the explanation in English, especially the first part, how to suffix this noon. Okay, it doesn't follow the exact same arrangement, although the information is the same, but the arrangement is a little bit different. So we'll just look at it quickly in English, and then we'll go to the Arabic. Okay, so on page 143 in the English key for lesson 33, we said in this lesson we learned the following. Wallahi, لَأَنْشُرَنَّ الْإِسْلَامِ فِي بَلَدِي By Allah, I shall propagate Islam in my country. This is called Noon التوقيد, the Noon of Emphasis, and it is of two types, Noon التوقيد الثقيلة and Noon التوقيد الخفيفة. Alright, so the Noon التوقيد الثقيلة is the double Noon, and the Noon التوقيد الخفيفة is the single Noon. This Noon signifies emphasis, to emphasize the meaning of what you are saying. It is only used with the mudari and the amr. It is not used with the madi. The madi is emphasized by qad. Qad, qaf, dal, qad. So the noon of emphasis is only used with the fi'l mudari and the fi'l amr. So the first thing we want to look at is how to suffix this noon. How to suffix this noon. So there are several matters that we want to look at here, and they are numbered 1 through 4 for the mudari marfu'un, and then comes the mudari majzoom, and then the amr. So there are actually 6 areas that we're going to look at here. 4 in reference to the mudari marfu'un, 2 in reference to the mudari majzoom, and 1 in reference to the fi'l amr. And then we'll go to the next topic altogether, which is when to use this noon. When is it obligatory? When is it optional? When is it nearly obligatory? Okay, so two main subjects. The first one, how to suffix this noon, we're dividing into 6 parts. 4 parts related to categories of verbs in the mudari marfu'un. 2 parts related to the mudari when it's majzoom, and for the fi'l amr. Alright, so the first part, mudari marfu'un, in the 4 forms. Yani, huwa yaktubu, anta taktubu, wa hiya taktubu, ana aktubu, and nahnu naktubu. Those are the forms that end with dhamma. Yani, at the end, yaktubu, taktubu, aktubu, naktubu. In those forms, when you attach the noon at tawqeed, the vowel changes from Dhamma to Fatha. So the Fatha before the Noon of Tawqeed is an indication that this is for these four forms of Mudari verb, Yaktubu, Taktubu, Aktubu, and Naktubu, the singular. Most of them are singular anyway. Naktubu is not singular, but in any case, the ones that end with Dhamma, and when you add the Noon of Tawqeed, the Dhamma changes to Fatha. So that's one group. The second group are the following three forms. The final Noon along with the Wow or Ya are dropped. That is Yaktubuna, Taktubuna, the two masculine plural forms, and the second person feminine singular, Taktubina. Yani these are from the Af'al al-Khamsa. All of them have the extra Noon that indicate it's Marfu'un. That Noon is going to be deleted, and the long vowel at the end, the Waw al-Jama'ah or the Ya al-Mukhataba, is also going to be deleted before you add the Noon at Tawqeed. And the Noon of Tawqeed with these forms that have the extra Noon that's deleted and the Waw or the Ya is deleted, these forms, the vowel before Noon at Tawqeed is going to be Dhamma. So in the first four forms, Yaktubu, Taktubu, Aktubu, and Naktubu, the vowel before Noon at Tawqeed is going to be Fatha. Yaktubanna, Taktubanna, Aktubanna, Naktubanna. In these three forms, the vowel before Noon at Tawqeed is going to be Dhamma. So you're going to say yaktubunna, taktubunna, taktubinna. Yani yaktubuna and taktubuna are going to be short vowel. Yaktubunna, taktubunna. And taktubina is going to be a kasra. Taktubinna, taktubinna. Okay? So that's the first two groups. The next group are the dual forms, Yaktubani and Taktubani. So these are going to become, yani when you add the Noon at Tawqeed, the Aleph al-Ithnain that indicates it being dual remains, and the Noon of Tawqeed takes Kasra. So Yaktubani becomes Yaktubani, and Taktubani becomes Taktubani. So the verb remains intact, except that, yani, the noon of yaktubani and taktubani, yani, is deleted, and the noon at tawqeed, the double noon at tawqeed, takes its place, and the vowel ends with kasra. In the previous two groups, the noon at tawqeed ends with fatha. In this group, it ends with kasra. The fourth group is the second person feminine singular, taktubina. Yani, not the feminine singular, the two feminine plural forms, yaktubna and taktubna. Yani, these both are mabniun ala sukun, they end with noon and niswa. Noon and niswa, the noon and niswa remains in place, but it's separated from the noon at tawqeed by an extra aleph. So, taktubna becomes taktubnani, and it also takes a kasra. And yaktubna becomes yaktubnani. So an extra aleph is added, and the noon at tawqeed ends with kasra. As far as the mudari majzum, yani it is nothing different about it, except that the noon is from the one that has the extra noon, yani yaktubuna, taktubuna, and taktubina. Yani the noon is already deleted because it's majzum, so there's no difference. For the four forms, yani yaktubu, taktubu, aktubu, and naktubu, yani it takes fatha before noon at tawqeed, and for the taktubina, yani it takes kasra before noon at tawqeed, and for the masculine plurals, yani yakhrujuna and takhrujuna, yani it takes dhamma before noon at tawqeed, like we said before, for the ones before this. On the naqis verb, it says here, note that in the naqis verb, the omitted third radical. When the naqis verb is majzum, the third radical, the sign of being majzum is that the third radical, the weak letter, is omitted. So when you attach it to noon at tawqeed, that third radical is restored. It has to come back again. All right. So for example, you say la tamshi. If you add noon at tawqeed, you say la tamshiyan. The ya comes back. La tansa, from nasiya yansa, la tansa. Yani you say لا تنسين. The ya comes back, and from يعني تدعو دعا يدعو تدعو لا تدعو يعني the wow comes back لا تدعون. And for the amr, the same thing happens. There's really nothing different there. Uktub becomes uktubanna with fatta. For the dual, uktubani becomes yani uktuba, yani the fi'l amr dual form uktuba becomes uktubani, yani the alif al-ithnain remains and the noon at-tawkid takes kasra. As far as the masculine plural uktubu, yani the waw is omitted and the vowel becomes dhamma, yani as opposed to uktuban, yani you have uktubunna. And as far as the feminine singular, second person feminine singular, yani uktubi, yani the ya is omitted, it becomes a short vowel, uktubin. And far as the feminine plural, yani which originally is uktubna with noon and niswa, the noon and niswa remains, an extra alif is added, and the noon at-tawqid takes kasra. So you say uktub. Uktubnani. So it's the same as what we said about yani the other forms. The fatha is for the singular forms. The dhamma is on the plural forms. Yani uktubanna, uktubunna is for the plural forms. And for the feminine singular, uktubinna, from uktubi becomes uktubinna. And the noon and niswa remains in the feminine plural. So uktubanna. Tubna becomes uktubnani, and the dual yani uktuba becomes uktubani with kasra. Okay, as far as when to use this noon, it's either optional, compulsory, or near compulsory. So it's optional with the fi'l amr in all cases with no conditions. With the mudari, if it's a talabi, a command, a prohibition or istifham, then it's optional. You can use noon and niswa for emphasis if you want to, or you can leave it. It's optional. It's compulsory if the mudari verb is a jawab al-qasam, like wallahi la'ahfudhanna al-Qur'an al-Kareem. Yani la'ahfudhanna is jawab al-qasam. So if it is jawab al-qasam, if the mudari verb is jawab al-qasam and it meets the three conditions, then it becomes compulsory. What are the three conditions? The three conditions is that the verb should be affirmative, not negative. The verb should be in the future, not present tense. And the lam, the extra lam, should be attached to the verb and not separated from it. When is it near compulsory? It's near compulsory after the conditional particle imma, as in imma tadhhabanna ila Mecca, adhhab ma'ak. Yani if you go to Mecca, I will go with you. Yani after imma, the mudari verb is near compulsory, and it's almost a necessity that you use it. Also, we had uf, which is a verb, noun meaning I am annoyed or I am irritated, and it is mabniyun ala kasra. And then we had yani what is called harf al-ibtida, an introductory particle which denotes digression, that is change of subject. And the change signifies one of two things, that is ibfal, where it cancels the previous statement, or intiqal, where it's just a transition from one idea to another without canceling the first. And we'll see this in the lesson today. That's just a quick review of the English key. Okay, now let's go to the Arabic. And that's our intent today, to complete this lesson with the Arabic explanation and the exercises that came with it. Now, okay, so the Arabic explanation begins near the top of page 273. Near the top of page 273. It says, 1. لا تحسبن. يعني don't imagine. Don't think that something is like this or that. هذه نون. يعني the نون in تحسبن is نون التوقيد الثقيلة. يعني the one that has the double نون. Here, in this topic that we're going to read now, we're talking about how to suffix, what are the rules for suffixing this noon to the verb? What are the rules for it? Okay, so most of what we're going to be covering is going to be dealing with this, how to suffix this noon, what are its rules, what happens Yani, what are we supposed to be paying attention to know how to connect the noon at tawkid to the verb? And then we'll deal with, after that, yani, when to use it. Yani, when to use this noon, yani, when it's optional, when it's compulsory, when it's near compulsory. And then we'll have, yani, a couple of exercises dealing with this, and then we'll be near the end of the lesson. Okay, so let's just look at the first part, how to suffix this noon. What are the rules? It says, هذه نون التوكيد الثقيلة وللتوكيد نون أخرى. And this emphasis of the verb by noon, there's another type of noon that emphasizes. هي نون التوكيد الخفيفة, the single noon. For example, فأنزلن. Yani, the original verb is أنزل. فأنزلن سقيلة علينا. So send down peace and tranquility upon us. Here, this noon, this single noon in أنزلن, is noon التوكيد الخفيفة. Also used for emphasis, not as commonly used as the noon الثقيلة. Then it says, لا يؤكد الفعل الماضي. So this noon التوكيد for emphasis is not used with the past tense verb. Rather, with the past tense verb, قد is used to emphasize a past tense verb. ويؤكد المضارع والأمر. But it is used to emphasize the مضارع verb, whether it is مرفون or مجزوم. And it's used to emphasize the fi'l amra without any conditions. So the first thing we're going to be looking at, and again, this part of the lesson is divided into alif, ba, jim, dal, ha, and waw. Six parts. So the first parts are in reference to the mudari verb. It's not broke down as it is in English. Okay, so we're going to look at it a little bit differently. We're going to the first part is going to be second person verb forms, whether it's command form or majzoom form or marfu'un form. So we're going to look at two things. We're going to look at the amr, and we're going to also look at the mudari marfu'un and mudari majzoom. Okay? Because that's what we talked about in the English key. Yani, the mudari marfu'un and mudari majzoom. And we're also going to look at the amr, because this is also used with the fi'l amr, right? So the first thing we're going to look at is second person masculine singular forms. Then B is going to be second person masculine plural forms, command form, majzoom, and marfoon. Jim is going to be second person feminine singular forms, the amra, the majzoom, and the marfoon. D is going to be dual forms, the amra, the majzoom, and the marfoon. And then ha is going to be the second person feminine plural forms, the amra, and that which is in the yani fi mahalli jazm and fi mahalli raf, because the plural feminine forms are mabniun, so we don't say majzoom or marfoon. We say fi mahalli jazm, fi mahalli raf. And then wow, the sixth matter is going to be al fi'l al naqis, the command form, the majzoom form, and the amr. Okay, and then there's some exercises yani connecting the noon at tawkid, the noon at tawkid al thaqila, to various verbs of all these different types. Yani naqis, feminine, singular, feminine, plural, masculine, singular, masculine, plural, and duals. Okay, again, all of these are going to be second person of forms. The first group, aleph, is going to be masculine, singular. The second group, masculine, plural. The third group, feminine, singular. The fourth group, duals. The fifth group, feminine, plural. And the sixth group is the fi'l naqis. Okay, so just so we have an overlook and an overview of what we're going to be doing here today, because it's a lot of information, but alhamdulillah, we had 2 weeks to study it. We went over it in detail last week in the English key. We reviewed that English key today, and now we're looking at the Arabic, how to suffix this noon to the fi'l amra and to the fi'l mudari when it is marfu'un and when it is majzoom. Alright, so it says أحكام آخر الفعل المؤكد بالنون. That's just above where it says ألف. أحكام آخر الفعل المؤكد بالنون. What are the rules related to the ending? يعني suffixing something to the ending of the verb that is emphasized by نون التوكيد. What are the rules? So Aleph says, here again, we're talking about second person, masculine, singular forms. Izhab, that's the fil amr. If we want to attach the noon, a tawqid to it, it says, yubna akhiruhu ala fat. Yani the end of the verb is going to be mabniun ala fat. Okay, so notice here, in the second person, masculine, singular forms, whether it's a command form, or it's the mudari majzum, or mudari marfun, the ending of the verb that's attached to the noon in this way is going to be mabniun ala fat. That's the rule here, mabniun ala fat. For the second person, masculine singular forms. Fi'l amra idhab becomes idhaban. And the end of the verb is mabniun ala fat, and then the noon, a tawqid is added. For the majzum, yani this is an example of the mudari verb being majzum by la nahiya, la tazhab. Again, the rule is what? That the end of the verb is going to be mabniul ala fatha before we suffix to it the noon at tawqid. So la tazhab, the sukoon changes to fatha, mabniul ala fatha, la tazhabanna. The next one is second person, masculine, singular. The mudari verb marfu'un, tazhabu. Again, the rule is what? Yubna akhiruhu ala fat. The second person, masculine singular forms are mabniul ala fat when you attach the noon at tawqid. So tazhabu becomes tazhaba. Tazhabanna. Mabniul ala fat. Izhabanna, la tazhabanna, and tazhabanna. Mabniul, yani yubna akhiruhu ala fat. The second group is the masculine plural forms. The fil amr first they're going to give, and then the majzum form, and then the marfu'un form. But the rule is tuhdhafu waw al-jama'ah. Yani in the masculine plural, the waw al-jama'ah is going to be omitted. Tuhdhafu waw al-jama'ah. Liltiqa'i as-sakinain, because of the meaning of two sakin letters. The waw al-jama'ah, yani meaning the sakin letter of yani the noon at tawqid. The first noon is sukoon, right? So you have iltiqa sakinain. You have the waw with sukoon, and you have the first noon of the double noon with sukoon, iltiqa sakinain. Because of that, the waw is deleted. Fa aslu idhabunna, yani this is the fi'l amr for the second person masculine plural, is yani originally is idhabu, becomes idhabunna. Fa aslu idhabunna, idhabunna. Yani the waw followed by noon with shadda, so the noon with sukoon is preceded by waw with sukoon. For that reason, the waw al-jama'ah is deleted. The second rule is tuhdhafu noonu ar-raf'i litawali al-amthal. And then the second rule is that the noon of raf, yani that indicates that the mudari verb, that this type of mudari verb is marfu'un, yani in tadhhabuna, that noon indicates that it's marfu'un. Yadhhabuna, tadhhabuna, tadhhabina, these are from af'al al-khamsa. The sign that they are marfu'un is that noon. So that noon, in the second person masculine plural, that noon that indicates raf is omitted. لِتَوَالِي الْأَمْثَالِ, because of the consecutive back-to-back three noons. Two noons of noon at tawqid and the noon of raf, three noons back-to-back, so the noon of raf is deleted. Because of, yani, three similar letters coming back to back. Okay, so let's look at it. The original command form, second person masculine plural, idhabu. When you add noon of tawqid, what is the rule? The waw is deleted. And the noon of tawqid, if it's there as in the mudari marfu'un form, is also deleted. So you say idhabu becomes idhabunna. La tazhabu becomes la tazhabunna. Tazhabuna becomes tazhabunna. So the waw al-jama'ah is deleted, and if the noon of raf is there, it's also deleted because of the consecutive back-to-back three noons. The third group. The third group is second person feminine singular. Second person feminine singular, we have the command form, we have the majzum form, and on the top of the next page we have the marfu'un form. Alright, so let's see what we have here. Okay, so the first thing we want to look at is the command form, second person, feminine singular, idhabi. So what is the rule here? It says, tuhdhafu ya al-mukhataba. The ya that represents the second person feminine singular, the fa'il, ya al-mukhataba, is omitted. لِلْتِقَاءِ السَّاكِنَيْنِ, because of the meeting of two second letters. فَأَصْلُ إِذْهَبِنَّ is إِذْهَبِينَّ. So you have ya with sukoon followed by noon with sukoon. Yani from the noon at tawqeed, the first noon has sukoon. So because of the iltiqa sakinain, the two letters with sukoon, the ya is deleted. So this is the first rule. Here there are two rules. The first rule is tuhdafu ya al mukhataba. The ya al mukhataba, because of iltiqa sakinain, is deleted. So what originally should have been, yani idhhabi, should have been idhhabina. The ya is deleted, so it became idhhabina. اذهبن. In the majzoom form, لا تذهبي, لا ناهية, لا تذهبي. يعني originally, يعني تذهبين, the noon is deleted because it's majzoom. So لا تذهبي. Here again, the يا is deleted because of التقاء ساكنين. So instead of لا تذهبين, you have لا تذهبن. لا تذهبن. If you turn the page, you see on the top of the next page we have the marfoon form تذهبين. And what happens with tadhhabina, it says that the first thing that we already mentioned happened is the ya is deleted, right? And now also the noon here in tadhhabina, which is the noon that indicates that it's marfu'un, as in tadhhabina and yadhhabuna and tadhhabuna, that noon that indicates raf is deleted for the same reason that we said before, yani li tawali al-amthal, because of the following back-to-back of three noons, the noon of raf for the verb and then the two noons of tawqeed. So tadhhabina becomes tadhhabinna. So two things happen here. The ya is deleted from tadhhabina. The ya is deleted. And then the noon is also deleted because of, yani, the consecutive following of three noons back to back. Okay, del, on the top of page 274, is dealing with the duals. We just did the feminine singulars. They sliced in between them the duals, and then we're going to go to the second person feminine plurals. But here we have duals, so we have two or three rules here that we have to pay attention to. Okay, let's look at the rules first. It says la tuhdafu alif al ithnain, yani in the duals the alif al ithnain that indicates, yani, that it's two dual, that alif is not deleted li iltiqa sakinain, yani even though in the other cases because of the iltiqa sakinain the waw or the ya was deleted, here the alif is not deleted. The second thing is wa tuksaru noon at tawqeed, and here the noon of tawqeed, instead of taking fatha as we saw in the previous examples, the noon at tawqeed with the dual and with the feminine plural takes kisra. And the third rule is tuhdafu noon arraf litawali al-amthal, which we already saw before, the noon that indicates it being marfoon is deleted because of the consecutive back-to-back three noons coming all together. This is the noon of raf, as in yadhabun and tadhabun and tadhabina. So the duals also have the noon of raf, yani, in like tadhabani and yadhabani. So that noon of raf, when it comes into play in the marfoon form tadhabani, the noon of raf is deleted. The alif of ithnain remains, and the noon at tawqeed takes kasra. Those are the three rules for the duals. So you have idhaba, that's the command form. If you want to attach the noon at tawqeed, yani, the alif of ithnain remains, the noon at tawqeed is suffix, and it takes the vowel kasra. Idhabani. The majzoom form la tadhhaba, yani the original form was tadhhabani, it loses its noon because of the la nahiya, so it became la tadhhaba, yani all you do here is add the noon at tawqeed and change the vowel to kasra. La tadhhabani. The marfoon form, you see the noon is there indicating that it's marfoon, tadhhabani. So what you do here is, yani the alif al-ithnain remains, that's the first rule. The noon at tawqeed takes kasra, that's the second rule. And the third rule is the noon of raf, tadhabani. Tadhabani, that noon of raf, is deleted because of tawali al-amthal, the consecutive three noons coming back to back. Three rules here. The noon of ithnain remains, even though there's iltiqa sakinain. The noon of tawqeed takes kasra. And the noon of raf in the marfu'un form is deleted because of three noons coming back to back. So you have tazhabani becomes yani tazhabani with shadda noon at tawkid. The noon of raf is deleted. Okay, ha, we're going back to the feminine, second person feminine plurals. There are three rules here. In the second person feminine plurals, for example, the amr form, you have idhhabna. Idhhabna, yani this is second person feminine plural, yani you all. Idhhabna, you all go. Idhhabna, the noon at the end is noon and niswa. So when you add the noon at tawkid, the noon and niswa remains. The noon at tawkid is separated from it by an extra alif. Yani after the noon and niswa, an extra alif is added, and the noon of tawkid takes kasra, and the noon of niswa is not deleted. It's not deleted. Okay, so these are three rules. An extra alif is added between the noon and niswa and the noon at tawkid. The noon at tawkid takes kasra, as it does in the duals, unlike the rest of them where it takes fatha. And the third rule is that the noon and niswa, which is the fa'il, is not deleted when you add the noon at tawkid. Rather, it's separated from the noon at tawkid, so it won't be deleted. So there won't be tawali, yani al-amthal. So there won't be three noons coming back to back. They add an extra alif to separate the noon and niswa from the noon at tawkid, so that the noon and niswa remains intact. What are the three rules? Number one, tuzadu alifun bayna noon and niswati wa noon at tawkid. An extra alif is added between the noon and niswa and the noon at tawkid. The second rule, tuksaru noon at tawkid. The noon at tawkid takes kasra instead of fatha. The third rule, la tuhdafu noon and niswati li'annaha al-fa'il. The noon and niswa is not omitted, since it is the fa'il. So let's see how it looks. In the command form, idhhabna, noon and niswa remains, an extra alif is added, and the noon at tawkid takes kasra, it becomes idhhabnani. Idhhabna becomes idhhabna with an extra alif, nani, noon at tawkid takes kasra. As far as the mudari form, when it's in the place where it should be majzoom, of course, this second person feminine plural mudari forms are mabniyun ala sukun, followed by noon and niswa. So it's mabniyun. So we're not going to say it's majzoom, but we say it's fi mahalli jazm because of la nahiya. So you say la tazhabna. Yani tazhabna is the original form when it is in the place where it should be marfoon, and it's the same form when it's in the place where it should be majzoom because of la nahiya, or other than that, lam and so on. So you say la tazhabna, the noon and niswa remains. It's separated from noon tawkid by an extra alif, and the noon at tawkid takes kasra. Three rules: noon and niswa remains, noon at tawkid takes kasra, and the noon at tawkid and noon and niswa are separated by an extra alif. So la tazhabna becomes la tazhabnani with kasra. And tazhabna, which is fi mahalli raf, in the place where it should be marfoon, but it's mabniyun, tazhabna, yani the noon and niswa remains, an extra alif is added to separate it from noon at tawkid, and noon at tawkid takes kasra, so tazhabna becomes tazhabnani. The last group, wow, is dealing with the fi'l naqis. When it is majzoom, it loses the harf illa, the last letter, the weak letter at the end. That's why it's called fi'l naqis, yani mu'tal al-lam. Yani the weak letter at the end is deleted. So when you want to add noon and niswa as a suffix to it, you have to bring back the weak letter. So let's look at the fi'l amr from masha yamshi, imshi. So masha, yani the weak letter is deleted when you make it fi'l amr, imshi, with just the kasra. The ya comes back when you add noon and niswa, imshiyan. The same thing when it is majzoom, yani nasiya yansa tansa, majzoom becomes tansa with just a kasra. If you want to suffix noon and niswa, the weak letter comes back, so it becomes la tansayanna. And the same thing with the fil amr form, like da'a yad'u ud'u, yani it loses the waw at the end because of it being majzoom as a fil amr, ud'u with just a single dhamma. But if you want to add noon and niswa, you have to bring the weak letter back. So it became, udu became udu'uwanna. What's the rule? There's only one rule here. Turaddu lam al-fi'l al-naqis inda luhuqi nuni al-tawqidi. Turaddu lam al-fi'l. The lam al-fi'l means the mu'tal lam. The weak letter is the last radical. The lam of the fi'l, the last radical, the half illa, returns. Turaddu lam al-fi'l al-naqis. Yani the harf illa, the weak letter from the fi'l naqis, comes back. Inda luhuqi, at the time of connection. Luhuqi, connecting, the noon at tawqid. Okay, so these are the ahkam, yani related to connecting or suffixing the noon at tawqid to the fi'l amra and to the fi'l mudari, either marfoon or majzoom. Please study it carefully and memorize these rules. Okay, it looks like a lot, but once you get it in your mind, and if there are certain things that will become clear to you, verb that's mabniun, verb that's marfu'un, a verb that is majzoom, or fi'l amr. That's what you're dealing with, four matters. Okay, and then we're dealing with the naqis verb when it's majzoom, the weak letter coming back, and we're dealing with the duals. So the main rules is that the duals and the feminine plural, the noon at tawqid takes kasra, and the other ones it takes fakta. And also, yani the verbs that normally end with dhamma, when you add noon at tawqid, they take fatha. The ones that end with waw al-jama'ah, lose the waw al-jama'ah and take a single dhamma. And the second person, feminine singular, yani the ya al-mukhataba is deleted and it takes a single kasra. Okay, let's do this exercise on the bottom of page 274, just before exercise number 2. It says, akid الأفعال الآتية بنون التوكيد الثقيلة. أكد, emphasize the following verbs with نون التوكيد الثقيلة. The نون التوكيد, that is double. Okay, so they give us several verbs here, and they are different examples from all the rules that we just covered. Okay, there will be rules where we have, you know, second person masculine singular, second person masculine plural, second person feminine singular, second person feminine plural, and where we have duals, and where we have mudari verbs that are majzoom, and where we will have yani naqis verb that's majzoom. Alright, so there are lots of examples here, and this is where we apply the rules. Try to keep in mind the rule for each of them. Okay, so the first one, ukhruj. Yani here, the vowel before the noon and this was going to be fatha, because it's a singular, right? Ukhruj. أُخْرُجَنَّ أُدْخُلُ. This is a plural. So the waw al-jama'ah is going to be deleted, but the vowel before noon in this way is going to be dhamma in this case, as opposed to fatha in the previous one. أُدْخُلُ أُدْخُلُنَّ. And when you see that dhamma before noon in this way, you know that it's originally a plural, waw al-jama'ah. When you see the fatha, then you know that it's not the plural. إِجْلِسِ. The ya al-mukhataba is going to be deleted, and it's going to be a single kasra before noon in this one. Ijlisi becomes ijlisin. Ishraba. Yani ishraba, this is a dual. So the alif al-ithnain remains, and the noon at tawqid is going to take, for the duals, it's going to take, remember, takes kasra for the duals and for the feminine plural. Ishraba becomes ishrabani with kasra. Uqtubna, yani uqtubna, this is noon and niswa, it's mabniun ala sukoon. The noon and niswa remains. It's separated from the noon at tawqid with alif, and the noon at tawqid takes kasra as it does with the duals. So uqtubna becomes uqtubnani. Extra alif between noon and niswa and noon at tawqid. Uqtubnani. Ijri is a naqis verb. So the weak letter has to come back before you attach the noon and niswa. One rule, ijri becomes ijriyan. La tabqi, this is also a naqis verb, so the weak letter has to come back. La tabqi becomes la tabqiyan. La tashukku, yani from shakka yashukku, also the weak letter is deleted, it has to come back. So la tashukku, I'm sorry, not tashukku, this is not tashukku, this is Shaka yashku, to complain. La, I need my glasses. Allahumma stan. La tashku. Okay, it's a naqis verb, يعني شكا يشكو. So the waw has to come back if you add noon and niswa. So it became la tashku, became la tashkuwanna. The next line, taftahuna, is a plural. So the waw al-jama'ah is going to be deleted. A single dhamma vowel is going to remain. Yani taftahuna becomes taftahunna with dhamma instead of fatha. Yani on the vowel before noon, at-tawkeed. Ahfadhu, this is from the verbs that end with dhamma, mudari verbs end with dhamma, so they're going to change the dhamma to a fatha to distinguish it from the verbs that have waw al-jama'ah, that's going to be dhamma before noon and niswa. The singular or the verb, the forms that end with dhamma become fatha to distinguish them. So ahfadhu becomes ahfadhanna. Tusafirani is a dual, so the alif al-ithnain remains, the noon that indicates it being marfu'an, the noon of raf, because of tawali, al-amthal, three back-to-back noons, the noon that indicates raf, and the two noons of tawkid, the noon of raf is deleted, the alif al-ithnain remains, and the noon and niswa takes kasra. So, tusafirani becomes tusafirani, yani the alif name remains, noon of raf is deleted, noon at tawkid takes kasra. Tashrabina, second person feminine, singular. Ya al-mukhataba is deleted. The single kasra remains and noon at tawkid is attached to it. So tashrabina, the ya is deleted and the noon of raf is also deleted because of tawali, al-amthal, three consecutive noons. So here you have the ya al-mukhataba being deleted and the noon of raf being deleted. And so you have a single, yani a short vowel kasra. Tashrabina becomes tashrabinna. Tadribna, this is yani the feminine plural which ends with noon and niswa. The noon and niswa remains. It's separated from noon at tawkid by an extra alif. And then the noon at tawkid takes kasra. So tadribna becomes tadribnani. لا تخرجوا, yani this the waw jama'ah is deleted, the single dhamma remains and noon and niswa is added. yani this is a majzoom form, so the waw of raf has already been deleted, so the only thing that's deleted here is the waw al jama'ah and then the noon and niswa is attached to it directly. لا تخرجوا becomes لا تخرجون. Alright, so this is a really good exercise that covers all the rules that we just went over. Hopefully, inshallah, we got most of it right. Otherwise, let's just review a little more and memorize what happens. Yani when the vowel changes from Dhamma to Fatha, when the long vowel waw is deleted and the vowel short vowel Dhamma remains, when the Alif al-Ithnain always remains, if there's a noon of Raf, it's deleted, and the noon of Tawkid in the feminine plurals and the duals, the noon of tawkid takes kasra and the rest of them it takes fatha. Okay, let's look at the next topic that we deal with here, and that is when to use this noon. Yani when is it optional to use it if you like, when is it obligatory, you must use it, and when is it nearly obligatory. When it's nearly obligatory is with the particle imma, the shart, imma, if, and when it is optional is with the fi'l amra or with the fi'l mudari if it's a talabi. Otherwise, if it's jawab al-qasam and it meets the three conditions of being future in meaning and of not being, any of being affirmative, not negative, and the lam, the extra lam, the lam of the qasam is attached to the verb, then it's mandatory. Okay, so let's look at these three things. If it is a jawab al-qasam and it doesn't meet any one of those three rules, then it's prohibited to use noon in niswa. So there's really four conditions here. They're mentioning that last rule with being obligatory or prohibited. They are mentioned together. Yani if those three conditions are met, it's obligatory. If one of them is missing, then it's prohibited. All right. So there's optional, there's obligatory, there's prohibited, and there's near obligatory. The prohibited is mentioned with the obligatory if any of the three conditions for the jawab al-qasam are missing. Okay, so let's look. Bottom of page 243. The first one is the easiest one. مواضيعو توكيدي الفعلي بالنون. The places in which the verb may be emphasized with noon. The first place is the fi'l amr. With the fi'l amr, yajuzu tawqiduhu mutlaqan. Yani it's optional, it's permissible, optional to emphasize it with noon at tawqid, the fi'l amr, the imperative or command form. For example, ukhrujanna. For example, ukhrujanna. This is ukhruj, is a fi'l amr. So it's optional to use the noon at-tawqid. You can use it if you like, or leave it off, as you like, whatever you want to do with it. Turning to the next page. Now we go to the details of its use with the fi'l mudari. It's not used with the fi'l mudari, so that's finished. It's used with the fi'l amr whenever you like, without any conditions. With the mudari, there's a lot of detail, and that's what is going to be the main core of our lesson today. Even though we covered these things in the English key and we reviewed them today quickly, now we're going to look at them in detail, and then we'll do an exercise with this, a couple of exercises, and then we'll go to the three other, or the two other matters, uf and bel. Anyway, which we'll cover them very, very briefly. But the main core is when to use the noon at tawqid with the mudari verb. When to use it with the mudari verb. There are some cases in which it's optional. If it's a fi'l talabi, if it's a talabi, a prohibition or a command or istifham, and then it is nearly obligatory when it's used with the particle imma, and then it is obligatory if it's jawab al-qasim and it meets the three conditions. If it doesn't meet any one of those three conditions, any one of them is missing, it's prohibited to use noon at tawqid. So that's the summary of this page. Let's read it in detail. Papa page 275. It says, al-fi'lu al-mudari'u, the fi'l mudari. This is the core of the noon at-tawqid lesson. It's with the fi'l mudari. When is it optional? When is it compulsory? When is it nearly compulsory? So we're going to deal first with the optional, then the near compulsory, and then the compulsory, and then when it's not permissible to use it. Optional. يَجُوزُ تَوْقِيدُهُ إِذَا كَانَ طَلَبِيًّا. We're talking about the fi'l mudari. We already finished with the fi'l amr. So it's optional to use with the fi'l amr. It's also optional to use it with the fi'l mudari in this case. يَجُوزُ تَوْقِيدُهُ إِذَا كَانَ طَلَبِيًّا. If the fi'l mudari is a talabi. What do we mean by talabi? Talabi, we mean a command or a prohibition or an istifham, interrogative. If it's a question, then it's optional to use it. Use it if you like, leave it off if you like. First example is an example of a talabi that's a prohibition. لا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون. Do not think. Don't imagine that Allah is unmindful. عما يعمل الظالمون. What the wrongdoers, the ظالمون are doing. Don't think Allah is unmindful of what they're doing. This is from Surah Ibrahim, 14th Surah, 42nd Ayah. This is a mudari talabi, prohibition. لا تحسبن لا ناهية. Alright, so it's optional. You can use it if you like here. So here we see لا تحسبن. The original verb is تحسبو. The dhamma becomes fatha when you add the noon at tawqid. لا تحسبن الله. Don't imagine that Allah is unmindful. Alright, so this is one example of when it's permissible with the mudari verb if it's a talabi, meaning a prohibition. Second one, if it's a command. Here we have lam al-amr. Ba. ليجلسن كل واحد في مكانه. Let every one of you, everyone, let everyone sit in his place. Yani everyone must sit in his place. Here, this is a mudari verb, yajlis. It's a talabi because of lam al-amr, it's a command. So it's permissible to attach to it noon at-tawqid preceded by fatha. Yajlis, yajlisu becomes yajli. Senna with fatta. Dhamma becomes fatta. Jim, another example of a talabi is istifham. Atusafiranna wa anta maridun? Are you going to travel while you are sick? Here, this is a mudari verb. Yani tusafiru. The dhamma becomes fatta. To suffix to it noon and niswa with fatta la. Atusafiranna. Yani the original verb is tusafiru. Tusafiranna. So here, the reason why it's permissible here, optional, is because it's difham. It's a question. D. This is also an example of istifham. It's a question. Halla tajtahidanna faqad iqtaraba al-imtihan. Would that you, yani why don't you work hard? Tajtahidanna faqad iqtaraba al-imtihan. For indeed the examination has come near. This halla is actually composed of hal, the question, istifham, and la. Yani, why do you not work hard? Why don't you work hard? Okay, so this is istifham, and therefore it's optional. It's permissible to use it. The original verb is tajtahidu. The dhamma becomes fatta when you attach noon, tawkid, with fatta. Tajtahidanna. Okay, this is when it's optional in the mudari verb because it's a talabi. It's a command, it's a prohibition, or it's istifham. And by the way, halla, you can see in lesson 29, the English key, point number 2, page 140. Lesson 29, English key, point number 2, page 140, if you want to go back and review, halla. And it's used for rebuke, for why somebody didn't do something in the past tense, if it's a past tense verb, and it's used for urging somebody to do something, if it's used as it is here with a present tense verb. It has two meanings: to rebuke somebody for not having done something, why didn't you do it? And it's used to urge somebody to do something, if it's a present tense verb, why don't you do it now? Why don't you do it? Okay, the second situation of using the noon at tawkid is... Second situation is when it's near to being obligatory, near compulsory. Tawkiduhu, yani the emphasis of the mudari verb is qareebun min al-wajib, nearly compulsory. Idha waqa ba'da imma, if it comes, idha waqa ba'da imma, if it comes, yani the mudari verb comes after imma al-sharatiyya, then it's near compulsory. Wahiya, yani imma al-sharatiyya, it is the particle in ukkidat bima الزائده, yani the particle in, the shart in, if, yani stressed or emphasized or strengthened by ma الزائده. It's originally in, but here if it has, if it's emphasized or stressed with ma, then it becomes near compulsory for the verb, the mudari verb that follows it, near compulsory to emphasize it with noon at tawkid. For example, imma yablughanna 'indaka الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٌّ. 17th surah to the end of the ayat, 23rd ayat. If يَبْلُغَنَّ إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبْرَ, yani if أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا, one of them, one of your parents or both of them, يَبْلُغَنَّ reaches with you old age, and if they become old and they are with you, one of them or both of them, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ, don't say to them even this word أُفْ, yani an expression of any displeasure or yani I'm tired of this, tired of you. So that's when it is near compulsory. If it's following the particle imma shartiyya that is stressed or emphasized by ma zaida. The third case is the more detail of them all, and it actually composes two parts: when it's compulsory or when it's not permissible. Okay, when is it compulsory? Number 3, page 275. When is it compulsory? To emphasize the mudari verb with noon at tawqid. Yajibu tawqiduhu idha waqa jawaban lil qasami. Yani, if the mudari verb comes as jawab al-qasam, the response to a swearing, an oath, وَذَلِكَ بِثَلَاثَةِ شُرُوتٍ, but it must have the fulfillment of three conditions. A, أَنْ يَكُونَ مُثْبَتًا, it has to be affirmative, not manfiyan. B, مُسْتَقْبَلًا, it must be future in meaning, not present, like I love you. No, it has to be future, I will do something. Jim غَيْرَ مَفْصُولٍ مِنْ لَامٍ, الجواب لفاصلن بفاصلن. يعني it must not be separated. يعني the مضارع verb, that's جواب القسم, must not be separated from the lamb of the جواب, the lamb of the قسم, the extra lamb. It can't, the verb has to be, must not be separated by any fossil, anything separating it. Rather, you can say it must be متصلن. It must be connected, the lamb of the جواب, the lamb of the قسم, must be connected to the مضارع verb. These are the three conditions. It must be مثبتن, affirmative, not negative. مستقبلن, it must be future, not present, in meaning, the مضارع verb. And the مضارع verb must not be separated. And it must be connected to the lamb of the قسم. And then they give us this example. وَتَاللَّهِ لَأَقِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ Surah Al-Anbiya, 21st Surah, 57th Ayat. So here we see, yani, that watallahi, yani, this is an oath. And also there's here what? There's the meaning, it's a mudari verb that has the meaning of future. I'm going to do this. And also the lamb is connected to the mudari verb. The lamb is connected to the mudari verb. So the meaning here, I swear by Allah, I will surely plan against your idols. I will surely plan against your idols. Yani, the end of the ayah mentions that. Yani, if you turn away, if you leave them, yani, if you people are not around, I'm going to destroy them. وَتَاللَّهِ لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَسْنَامَكُمْ I will make a plan against your idols. Yani, I will destroy them if you people leave me alone with them, if you go away. Alright, so the point here is what? That in this example we see that the لَأَكِيدَنَّ the مُضَارِي verb is جَوَاب to the قَسَم وَاللَّهِ وَتَاللَّهِ I mean. And it's also يعني future in meaning. I'm going to do this. And it's also connected to the lamb of the قَسَم. Therefore, it becomes obligatory, compulsory to use, to emphasize it with noon التوكيد. Okay. What's attached to this ruling of it being obligatory is the ruling of it not being permissible if any one of these three conditions are not met. It says, لا يجوز توكيده إذا فقد أحد هذه الشروط. So as long as the مضارع verb comes as a جواب القسم and it fulfills these three conditions, it's mandatory to use emphasis by نون التوكيد. But if any one of these three conditions is missing, even though it is جواب القسم, it is not permissible to use نون التوكيد to emphasize it. Okay, لا يجوز توكيده إذا فقد أحد هذه الشروط. For example, ألف والله لا أخرج. By Allah, I will not go out. Why is it not permissible here to emphasize the verb أخرج with نون التوكيد لكونه منفيا? Because it's not affirmative, it's not مثبتن, it's منفيًا. لا أخرج, I'm not going to do it. It's منفي, it's negative. The second example, والله لا أحبك. By Allah, I love you. يعني, here is جواب القسم, والله لا أحبك, but it's not permissible to emphasize with نون التوكيد. Why? Because the meaning of the verb أحبك is how. يعني لكونها للحال. The meaning is for now. I love you right now, not future. It has to be future meaning. It has to be مستقبل. جيم والله لا إلى المدير أشكوك. By Allah, to the مدير, I will complain against you. Here, the أشكوك is جواب القسم والله, and it is future meaning مستقبل. However, it's separated from. يعني is separated from ra مفصول من لام الجواب بفاصل. يعني there's something separating it, the verb أشكوك, from the lamb of the قسم. والله لا إلى المدير. So lam here is separated from the verb by يعني إلى المدير لكونه مفصولا من لام الجواب. So these are three examples of the مضارع verb coming as جواب القسم. However, it's not permissible to use the noon at Tawqeed in these cases, because one, in each of these examples, one of the three conditions is missing. If just one of them is missing, it's not permissible to use noon at Tawqeed. Okay, let's go to the exercise. Very, very important exercise here. Let me find my Arabic dialogue, because this exercise is going to deal with the Arabic dialogue. It says here, exercise number 3, bottom of page 275, استخرج من الدرس, يعني extract from the lesson, on page 271 and 272, and just two lines on 273. استخرج من الدرس ما ورد فيه من أمثلة توقيد الفعل بالنون. Extract from the lesson whatever has been mentioned in it of examples of tawqeed, emphasis of the verb by the noon at tawqeed. Any emphasis, any examples of emphasis of the verb by noon at tawqeed. وَذْكُرْ مَا وَجَبَ فِيهِ التَّوْكِيدُ وَمَا جَازَ. And also mention in which situations it was obligatory for this emphasis, and in which cases it was jaza, yani permissible, optional. Which ones were obligatory and which ones were optional. Alright, so first we're going to identify examples of noon at tawqeed emphasizing a verb. And then secondly, we're going to mention if it was obligatory in that case or if it was optional or near obligatory. Alright, so here, Allahu Musta'an, I did not number my Arabic text. So this is going to be a major problem. I'm going to number it right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If you haven't numbered it, please number it. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. So I have 1 through 17 on the first page, and then I'm going to start the numbers all over again. 1, 2, on the second page, 1, 2, 3, 4. Every line has a number, even if it has one word. 5, 6, 7, 8, even a reference to the Quran, that's a line, it has a number. That's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Second page also has 1 through 17, and then the third page just has two lines, 1 and 2. Okay, let's get into this right now without delay. Okay, we're going back to the text, and the numbering of the dialogue is very important because it helps us to get through the text quickly without reading the entire text. This exercise number 3 is going back to the text and identifying examples of tawqeed, emphasizing the verb with noon at tawqeed, and mentioning in which cases it was obligatory and which cases it was optional. So in line 1 on page 271 we have, Ya Ahmed, hal taftahanna nawafidha والبرد شديد, يعني, O Ahmed, are you opening the windows while it is very, very cold? Here we have تفتحن, يعني مضارع verb. It's a طلبي because it's a question. هل, يعني استفهام, so it's optional. And then the teacher, after asking that question, says لا تفتحنها إلا النافذة الصغيرة. Don't open them except the little window. Here we have a مضارع verb that is also يعني a طلبي because it's لا, يعني لا الناهية, so that means it's a talabi, so it's optional. In the second line we have halla tadhun, halla tunadhifunna as-saburata ya ikhwan, oh brothers, will you not yani clean the writing board. So here we have a mudari verb that is a talabi because of the question, yani halla, yani because of the particle halla. And will you not do this? Why don't you do this now? Alright, so the verb tunadhifu, yani, is originally plural, ya ikhwan. So it's originally tunadhifuna. So the waw jama'ah is deleted, and the noon of raf is also deleted before adding the noon at tawqeed for the reasons that we mentioned before. That's why we see dhamma instead of fatha before the noon at tawqeed, because it's originally tunadhifuna. In line 3, we have أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَقُولَ لَكُمْ شَيْئًا مُهِمًّا فَاسْتَمِعُنَّ إِلَيَّ. I want to say to you something important, so listen to me. In line 3, فَاسْتَمِعُنَّ يعني the verb originally, we see it has dhamma before noon at tawqeed. That's an indication of what? That wawal jama'ah has been deleted. استمعوا is the original verb. The wawal jama'ah is deleted. And the single dhamma remains before suffixing noon at tawqeed with fatha. The next line we have is 9, where there's another example. Ahmed says, وَاللَّهِ لَأَدْعُوَنَّ وَاللَّهِ لَعَدُعُوَنَّ النَّاسَ إِلَى دِينِ اللَّهِ فِي بَلَدِي By Allah, I will call the people to the deen of Allah in my country. Here, the verb is emphasized with noon at-tawqeed, and in this case, it is a mudari verb that has the meaning of future, and it is not separated from the lam of the qasam. And it is affirmative. It's muthbat. Therefore, it's obligatory to emphasize it with noon at tawqeed. And here, the original verb is the mudari verb, ana ad'u. Right? So, before adding the noon at tawqeed, we see the vowel becomes, and the vowel on the wow is fatha. طيب, in line number 10, the next line we have wallahi la anshuranna al-islam fi baladi. By Allah, I will spread Islam in my country. Again, we have a mudari verb, yani anshuru, anshuru, I will spread. Yani it's future and meaning. It is affirmative, yani muthbat, and it is connected, not separated from the lam at tawqeed, so it's wajib, obligatory, compulsory. In the next line, 11, Hamid says, وَاللَّهِ لَنُحَارِبَنَّ الشِّرْكَ وَالْبِدَعَةَ فِي بَلَدِنَا By Allah, we will make war against shirk and innovation in our country. Here, we have the verb نُحَارِبُ. So it is future in meaning, and it is affirmative, and it is connected, not separated from the lam at tawqeed, so it's wajib. Yani nuharibu, the dhamma becomes fatha, nuharibanna before the suffix of noon at tawqeed. Turning to page 272, yani the fourth, 6th line, Abdullah says, Ba'd al-isti'adati, we're on page 272, 6th line, Ba'd al-isti'adati wal-basmala, after seeking refuge in Allah from shaitan and saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ Yani don't think, don't imagine that those who are killed in the way of Allah are dead. Rather, no, they are not dead. They are alive in the presence of their Rabb, being provided with sustenance. Here we have the verb وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ Yani, the mudari verb, which it is a talabi, because la tahsabanna is a prohibition, so it's talabi, therefore it is optional, permissible, yani, to emphasize it with noon at tawqeed. The original verb is tahsabu, yani, the dhamma becomes fatha before the suffixing of the noon at tawqeed. Go down 1-2 to the third line, 9, line 9. وَلَنَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهَ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ Yani Surah Al-Hajj, 22nd Surah, I think, 40th Ayah. Here we have a mudari verb being emphasized by noon at tawqeed. Yani the first thing that it is a jawab al-qasam, though the qasam is omitted here. The meaning of wa is wallahi. لَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهَ Yani by Allah, we will support Allah, the deen of Allah. La yansuranna Allah. Allah will support man yansuruhu. Whoever supports him or supports his deen. Wallahi, la yansuranna Allah. Allah will support whoever supports his deen. Here, it's jawab al-qasam. And it is, yani, future and meaning. And it is affirmative. And the verb is connected, not separated. Yani, from the lamb of the qasam. So it is wajib. In the next line, 10, إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. سورة الإسراء 17th سورة 23rd آيات. What we want to look at is the beginning of the ayat. إما يبلغن. Here يبلغن is following the particle of شرطية, يعني the conditional particle that is emphasized by the ما الزائدة. So we said that the مضارع verb following إما is قريب من الواجب. It's nearly compulsory. And then we have, I think, one more example, or two more. No, one more example. That near the next to the last line. Actually, there was 18 lines. I'm sorry, on this page, I didn't see Bukhari here. But anyway, the last line of the line that's mentioned in Bukhari, last line on the page, وَالْمُشْرِكُونَ. I'm sorry, the next to the last line, فَأَنْزِلَنْ سَكِينَةً عَلَيْنَا. Then send down upon us as sakina. Yani here, this is a fi'l amr. It's a fi'l amr. So the fi'l amr, the command or imperative form, is yani optional to emphasize it with noon, a tawqid, without any conditions. This is the noon, a tawqid al-khafifa, because it's a single noon. The original verb is anzil, so it became anzilan. And the ruling here is that it is yajuz, permissible, it's optional, without any conditions. Turning to the last page, 273, the last line, the second line on that page, William says, if you see the teeth of the lion showing, فَلَا تَظُنَّنَا أَنَّ اللَّيْثَ يَبْتَسِمُ. Then don't think that the lion is smiling. Here, the verb form تَظُنُّ is emphasized by نون التوكيد, changing the dhamma in تَظُنُّ to فَتَّ تَظُنَّنَّ before anising or suffixing the نون التوكيد. And this is يعني permissible. It's optional because what? It is a مضارع verb from the طلبي, يعني it is a prohibition. يعني لا تظنن, يعني لا ناهية. Okay, so this is the end of exercise number 3. And now we go to the last page of this lesson. So there are two exercises related to Noon al-Tawqeed, and then there are three more exercises which are very brief. So the first exercise on the top of page 276 is exercise number 4, Tamreen Shafawi, oral exercise, two parts. Alif Yaqulu Talibun Li Akhara. A student says to another student, لا تفعل كذا, don't do such and such. فيرد عليه قائلا, then that one who he said that to responds to him saying, والله لأفعلن كذا, by Allah I will do that. And he said, don't do it. He said, by Allah I will do it. So here we see يعني لأفعلن, يعني a مضارب verb that's مثبت, it's affirmative, مستقبلا, it's future in meaning, and it's متصلاً بلام جواب القسم, connected to the lam of جواب القسم. So it is يعني جواب القسم that meets the three conditions, it's obligatory. But the point here is what? That this is an exercise, an oral exercise, don't do this, by Allah I will do it. The second part of the exercise, ثم يقولوا, then he says, افعل كذا, do such and such and so and so, giving him a command. ويرد عليه قائلا, and the student responds to him saying, والله لا أفعل كذا, by Allah I will not do it. And here the point is what? That this is an example where the noon of tawqeed is not mentioned, even though it's jawab al-qasim in both cases. And that's because in this example, yani the verb is not muthbat, it's manfi. It's manfi. Even though yani it's manfi. You know, that's the point, that it's manfi, and therefore the emphasis by noon al-tawqeed is not permissible. So this is an oral exercise. One student says to another, لا تفعل كذا, don't do this, and the other one says, wallahi, I will do it. The second part of the exercise, the student says, do such and such, and the other student says, wallahi, I won't do it. And then they give us an example here, مثال of the first part. لا تجلس, do not sit here. And the student responds by saying, wallahi, لا أجلسن هنا. يعني أجلس takes فتح, becomes أجلسن. لا أجلسن هنا. By Allah, I will sit here. And the second part of it, اجلس هنا, sit here, والله لا اجلس هنا, by Allah I will not sit here. This is just an example. Another example that we can give other than what they have here is, student says to the other student, لا تأكل واقفا, don't eat standing. And the student responds by saying, والله لا أكلن واقفا, by Allah I will eat standing. Student says, قل هنا, eat here. And the other student says, Wallahi la akulu hunna, without emphasis of lam at-tawkeed. Fifth exercise are eight sentences. And this is the last exercise related to noon at-tawkeed. Eight sentences. And the instruction says, number five, اجعل الفعل في كل جملة مما يأتي جوابا للقسم وغير ما يلزم. يعني make every verb in the following sentences from what? Yani from what follows, in each of the sentences from what follows, make each of the verbs in each of the sentences that follow, make it a jawab al-qasim. So you're going to add wallahi to the beginning of the sentence so that that verb becomes jawab al-qasim, and then change whatever has to be changed in it, yani to make it meet the rules of yani noon at-tawqeed. Alright, so the first sentence, yani ajtahidu, make it جواب القسم, والله لا أجتهدن من الأسبوع القادم, by Allah I will work hard, يعني من الأسبوع القادم, starting next week. So here we have يعني a مضارع verb that's جواب القسم. We made it جواب القسم by adding والله, and then we added to it the lamb of the قسم, لا أجتهدن, and then we change the vowel from ajtahidu to fatta to annex the noon at tawkeed. La ajtahidan. Number two. La udakhinu. La udakhinu. I do not smoke. We want to say, wallahi, I do not smoke. Wallahi, la udakhinu. Yani, no emphasis to tawkeed. Why? Because even though it's jawab al qasim, it is manfi, not muthbat. It's negative, not affirmative. Number three. Tazuruka gadan. Yeah, نَزُورُكَ غَدًا, we will visit you tomorrow. وَاللَّهِ لَنَزُورَنَّكَ غَدًا, by Allah we will visit you tomorrow. Here جواب القسم يعني نَزُورُكَ, يعني the dhamma becomes fatta before we add the noon at tawkeed. لَنَزُورَنَّكَ غَدًا, يعني it's مستقبل مثبت المتصل بلام التوكيد القسم. Number four, أقره التنابز بالألقاب. I hate يعني using offensive nicknames. So we're going to say والله لا أكره التنابذ بالألقاب, by Allah I hate يعني using offensive nicknames here. يعني even though it's جواب القسم, والله لا أكره يعني it's not يعني مستقبل, it's حال, يعني right now I hate it. So يعني you can't use the noon التوكيد here. Number five, أعلم أهل البلد اللغة العربية بعد التخرج. I will teach the people of my country the Arabic language after graduating. So we want to make it جواب القسم. والله لو علمن أهل بلدي اللغة العربية بعد تخرجي. يعني by Allah I will teach my people here. It's جواب القسم. يعني I will teach them. It's future. It's affirmative. I will do it, and it's also connected to the lamb of the qasam. So we say wallahi la u'al, yani that's not la, it's lam, yani la u'allimanna, yani u'allimu, dhamma becomes fatha before annexing or suffixing the noon at tawkeed. Number six, sawfa u'atika kitaban mufidan, soon I will give you a beneficial book. Change it to jawab al qasam. Wallahi la sawfa أُعْطِيكَ كِتَابًا مُفِيدًا. Here, أُعْطِيكَ is not emphasized by noon التوكيد, even though it's جواب القسم, and even though it's future meaning, but the verb أُعْطِيكَ is separated from the lamb of the قسم. والله لا لسوف أعطيك كتابًا مُفِيدًا. It's منفصل من لام جواب القسم. Number seven, أظن. The original verb is أظن, أظنه, يعني أظنه. Yeah, in my book it looks like there's an extra noon here. يعني أظنه صوابا. I think it is correct. So we want to make a جواب القسم. والله أظنه صوابا without noon التوكيد. Because even though يعني it is جواب القسم and it is affirmative, but it is حال. It's not مستقبل in meaning. I think right now that it is correct. And the final one, number 8. لا يغفر الله الشرك. يعني Allah does not forgive shirk if a person dies without repenting from it. Here we say, والله لا يغفر الله الشرك. By Allah, Allah doesn't forgive shirk. And here there's no emphasis of the verb يغفر, even though it's جواب القسم. And that's because it is يعني منفي. It's not مثبت. لا يغفر. Allah will not forgive الشرك. Okay, that's the end of noon التوكيد. And what remains are the couple of exercises that are very, very brief. Number 6. أفن اسم فعل مضارع بمعنى أتدجر. يعني أفن is اسم فعل مضارع. It is a مضارع. يعني verb noun. يعني a noun verb. اسم فعل. A noun verb that's مضارع. With the meaning of التدجر, يعني التدجر, meaning that يعني I'm annoyed or irritated by you. Uff. All right, that's the end of the exercise. Just explaining to us that uff is a ism fail, and it is مضاري in meaning. يعني its meaning is التدجر, I'm annoyed or irritated by you. Number 7 is هاتي المضارية والأمر من الأفعال. Al-Atiya, give the present tense form and the imperative form of the following verbs. Mudari form and imperative form. Yani nashara, which means to spread something. The mudari is yanshuru. The fi'l amr is unshur. The second one, haraba, to fight against. The mudari is yuharibu. And the fi'l amr is harib. The third one is jadala, to dispute or argue. The mudari is yujadilu. The fil amr is jadil. The fourth one is bagha, yani to seek or desire something. The mudari is yabghi. The fil amr is ibghi. The last one is nahara, which means to reproach or to scold or to chide someone. Nahara and has other meanings as well that are completely different. Nahara, the mudari is yanharu. And the fil amr is inhar. The last exercise is concerning bel. Bel ahya'un. From the ayat that we had in the lesson today. A. Bel hum ahya'un. Yani the meaning of bel ahya'un is bel hum ahya'un. The first thing I want to mention here that was I think mentioned previously, but it may not be mentioned here, is that the meaning of bel ahya'un, yani the mubtada hum, is deleted here, but it's understood. Bel hum, referring to those who are killed in the way of Allah, they are not, don't think of them as being dead, rather they are alive. إذا جاءت بل قبل الجملة فهي حرف ابتداء. When the word bel comes before a sentence, it's known as حرف الابتداء. It's known as حرف ابتداء. حرف ابتداء. وتفيد الإضراب. And what we benefit from it is يعني that something is stricken out. والإضراب إما إبطال. It is either إبطال, cancellation of what was before it, كما في هذه الآية, وإما انتقال. يعني it's either يعني إبطالي or it's either انتقالي. إبطالي means it's cancelling out what was before it, and انتقالي means you are just transitioning, going on to something else without canceling what is before it. So the first way, the first type of idrab is canceling out something as it came in the ayat, that is bel, as it came in the ayat, bel ahya'un. Yani don't think of them as dead, rather they are alive. So it's canceling the idea that they are dead and affirming that they are alive. And the second type of idrab is ibtali, yani Yani intiqali, where you're just going on. Intaqala, yani you're going on to a new subject, transitioning without cancelling what was said before. And an example of this is bal tu'thiruna al-hayata al-dunya. Rather, they prefer the life of this world. Yani, it's not cancelling what was before, but it's really just saying, yani, also, yani, that another statement that we're making, they prefer the life of this world, the life of this dunya. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And I ask Allah for myself and for you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do, sincerely for His sake alone, and that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grant us al-thabat ala sirat al-mustaqim until we return to Him in a condition in which we are pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant a quick and speedy recovery to those amongst us who are ill, including myself, and may He, yani, shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away, make their graves spacious, fill them with light, and protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So this is the end of this lesson. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And we have only one lesson remaining, lesson 34, which is also a very important and beautiful lesson. We'll get a lot of benefit from it. Please get started on it immediately. I'll try to send out the homework assignment in the morning as early as possible, but don't wait until tomorrow. Let's get started on the English key at least. Barakallahu fikum wa jazakum Allahu khayra. May Allah grant us success in completing this final lesson in the next couple of sessions, and benefit us with our efforts, for our efforts that we have, the time that we have put into this, and make it a means of us, of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and understanding His book and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sciences of Islam. Ameen, ameen, ameen.